earlier this year, we told you about an effort to turn coal into gas in Medicine Bow. Today, DKRW Advanced Fuels has announced that it has secured a contract to its Medicine Bow project with Sinopec Engineering Group that's based out of China. Bob Kelly is a co-founder and executive chairman of DKRW, and he tells me that getting an actual bid on the facility puts wheels in motion.
And it's not just the price, it's a substantive company behind it that has the scale, the balance sheet, and the skill set, because Sinopec has built these in China. And this, of course, gives the international banking community confidence that, A, it'll get built, there'll be guarantees that it'll be completed, and it's one of the critical cornerstones for the financing of the project. It's a big step. It enables us to now go to the banking and the equity, international banking and equity community, lay out the project economics, and our target is to finalize financing by the end of the year and the first quarter of 2013 in that time frame. And once that's done, then you're going into construction.
Let me ask you about this. So when we've talked with you in the past, I know you've been always cautiously optimistic. I mean, is this now full-blown optimism that this thing's going to happen?
Well, I think it's a big step. And it's a, you know, I mean, if you think about it, you know, here's a facility that's a large facility, and you have a large company that's stepping in after they've done their own worldwide procurement, because they're not going to give us a price till they go out to all their suppliers, and we're talking about thousands of components here, and bid those out, get those prices, and then enter those into a contract with us that says we'll guarantee by this date you'll have the facility built for this price. So it's a big step. Yeah, I'm optimistic that you know, we're going to be successful at raising our financing and into construction in the time frame that I talked about.
I'm curious of one of your thoughts, too, before I let you go. You know, there's so much being talked about the EPA and maybe the future of coal. As with this news, are you finding that folks in Wyoming, especially maybe some of our leaders, are a little more interested in this project than maybe we've seen in the past, just because, you know, coal is under threat and this could be one of those potential solutions?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is what, so it's not, and it's not just in Wyoming, it's across the country. I mean, this is a project that produces gasoline with, first of all, ultra-low sulfur, you know, meeting all the low sulfur requirements. But the carbon, the CO2 footprint of this gasoline is as competitive as any other gasoline that's produced in the refining mix in the United States. So it's as clean as you can get it produced. It's done from coal. It's done competitively, and it's a new market for coal. You know, we, as coal plants get, as it becomes more difficult to meet requirements on coal plants, here's a use of coal that enables a high-value added product, gasoline, chemicals, to be produced in a way that is very environmentally benign. You know, it's an important step, and not only in Wyoming does it, you know, add a market, but it also develops the value added in the state. You know, you're not just shipping coal out to a power plant in, you know, in some other state or shipping it to another market. What you're doing is using it in the state, adding a lot of value added, bringing jobs in the state, tax revenues, and investment. And frankly, you know, it's a worldwide center of excellence on clean coal technology involving chemicals and transport fuels. So for the University of Wyoming and for really the whole industry, having this facility in place will be a magnet for interest from international concerns that want to see how it's done, and I think it'll bring a lot more to Wyoming than just, you know, the gasoline that we're producing. It'll bring, you know, development of these technologies, development of chemicals, and other related technologies, as well as looking into more, you know, detailed engineering and competitive ways to do carbon capture and sequestration, to use coal in a clean way that meets the environmental requirements of the future. So it's a big deal.
Bob Kelly is the executive chairman of DKRW. Nice to chat with you again, and thank you for joining us.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and have a good day.